This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Mark Caney. The first Earth Day in the U.S. was 46 years ago on April 22, 1970. It's considered the birth date of the modern environmental movement. And today, Earth Day is a worldwide event to celebrate the Earth and raise awareness about environmental issues. And joining us with a look at the history of Earth Day, the progress made since the first one, and local plans for marking the day are Secretary of the Greater Cincinnati Earth Coalition, E.R. Beach, Green Umbrella Executive Director Kristen Weiss, and Albert Sigman with Clean Lights Recycling. And Beach, Kristen, and Al, thank you for joining me this afternoon.
Thank you for having us.
Beach, start us off by telling us what led to that first Earth Day in 1970? How did Earth Day get started?
Well, there were plenty of doomsday predictions for the planet at
quite
the time,
a few, yeah.
I think. Honestly, when you go back and you look at of some of that information, and it was really a turning point where people were becoming more realized that the planet was important to what we do every day. And it was actually an international was going to be an international holiday.
If I remember, they were actually on two different dates.
Now, there were two different dates originally, and then Senator Nelson got involved here in the United States and got it to be more of a college-oriented, educational thing, and it just blew up to this huge event right out of the gate, and now is pretty much internationally celebrated on the 22nd of April.
Kristen, how much of a boost and how much attention did that first Earth Day create for protecting the environment and bringing the issue of the environment to the forefront?
Well, it was huge. I mean, it brought together cross-sector, really, attention to the issue. And in 2020, we're going to be celebrating the 50th anniversary of Earth
Day. Hard to believe, isn't it?
Right.
Yeah.
And that aligns with Green Umbrella's 2020 goals for the region, too, to have our region recognized as one of the top 10 most sustainable metro areas in the country.
How are things going? You took over from Brewster Rhodes as the head of Green Umbrella. How are things going for you so far?
It's great. It's been a fun and fast first year on the job. Brewster's great, and we're making a lot of progress so far. You know, we bring together kind of unlikely partners, businesses working with nonprofits, educational institutions, local governments, and we've already started receiving recognition. Our region's top rated for its parks, its growth in bike commuting. We've got great drinking water, known for our water tech.
Al, your perspective on Earth Day, how relevant is it today? I mean, it started off with this great amount of momentum. Does it still have that same momentum now?
I'd say it's even greater than it was when it started. You've seen a huge movement of citizens and businesses and even public entities towards sustainability as an actual priority, not just socially but economically too. I think that plays a huge role, and it's really exciting, actually.
Mm-hmm. Beach, you think it's still as relevant today?
Oh, absolutely. I think it's more relevant today than it has been ever. Now that everyone seems to be jumping on board, just not in the United States, but internationally, with the fact that we need to treat the planet better. I mean, that's what Earth Day does. Is it on one day shows us and educates us how we need to act every day. And I think that's more and more relevant until we get to a place where we have everybody has clean air, everybody has clean soil, everybody has clean water, then Earth Day is going to be as relevant as it has ever been.
And this is Cincinnati Edition. Thanks to Deborah Roden for listening to 91.7 WVXU today. And we're talking about Earth Day with Secretary of the Greater Cincinnati Earth Coalition, E.R. Beach, Green Umbrella Executive Director Kristen Weiss, and Albert Sigman with Clean Lights Recycling. You can join us at 513-419-7100, email talk at wvxu.org, or you can find us on Facebook or Twitter. Beach, what do you think in terms of the progress that we've made on environmental issues since that first Earth Day? How do you think we've done?
I think the recycling issue is made great advances in those years. Solar power, wind power, more sustainable energy is at high demand. I mean, the fact that the government outlawed incandescent light bulbs because they're really inefficient compared to other options is a huge step in the right direction. And again, we continue to make those steps every day for the planet, which doesn't have anybody but us to protect it at this point.
Kristen, what about you? What kind of progress do you think we've made since that first Earth Day?
Well, environmental sustainability is part of, you know, a larger vision to attract and retain talent for our region. You know, it's seen as a growth strategy for cities that, you know, it's part of what people want. And we want it to make sure that people know that we're a top place to live, play, and work.
Mm-hmm. Now, what about you? What kind of progress do you think we've made since those early days?
Yeah, I agree with Kristen. Kind of piggybacking on that is, like we were saying before, it's not just a socially advantageous thing to do to be more green, but it's actually a lot more economically advantageous too. And one of the things we tell people all the time about recycling is, you know, sure, it's good to do from an environmental standpoint, but actually from a economic standpoint, it's a really, really great thing to do too for any business or person.
Oh, what are some of the economic benefits of recycling?
Well, if you think about what kind of energy is used to create a new item, a lot of times when things are mined for your materials that you make stuff like computers or cell phones, it's actually more expensive to do that. And so it actually is that a lot of stuff that you make is made with recycled materials that you might not even know. And so that actually drives down the price to be able to recycle it instead of sending it to the landfill.
So what are the numbers showing, Al, as far as the amount of recycling that's being done nationally and locally?
Well, as far as e-waste is concerned, which is kind of the hot topic right now.
That's the toughie, too.
Yeah, that's a really tough one. But it's estimated that every year we're throwing away almost 9.4 million tons of e-waste, and that's just in America alone. The estimate for international is 20 to 50 million tons annually. And so only 12.5% of that is recycled right now. So one of the things we're trying to do, I think all three of us, is trying to make that number a lot higher.
Go ahead, Kristen.
We have a great event locally called Players for the Planet that is a large e-waste recycling event. It's been going for, this will be the seventh year, and it is expecting to collect over 1 million pounds of e-waste, diverting that from the landfill.
Just from this area.
Just from this area.
That's amazing. That always does seem to be a tough issue, though, is figuring out what to do with e-waste, and it does seem to be a growing problem. Beach, you know, what kind of advice do you have for addressing the e-waste situation?
Well, I would definitely say come down to Earth Day. That's all your point. 12 to 5 on Saturday, if nothing else. There will be plenty of information there on where you can take everything. There are facilities in town, find out where they are, what they do. But you can pretty much, from paint waste to all kinds of stuff, there are safe ways to remove that other than putting it out to your curb and adding to the highest point in Hamilton County, which is Rumpke Randfill, landfill, if no one knew that. It's true. It's a fact. I was going through one of my organic books, and it even says it was a fact.
The highest point in Hamilton County
is, in fact, Rumpke Landfill. And so let's try to make that lower and find out those places. Again, come down to Earth Day, Sawyer Point, 12 to 5 on Saturday. It's free. We have plenty to do for everyone. And you can get educated on where to take those computers and all those things that they may be broken and worthless to you, but they shouldn't just go into the trash because they can be used for something else or at least recycled safely.
What's the answer to e-waste, though? Should it be tackled in the manufacturing or the design process, do you think, Al?
I think that it needs to be a full attack from every kind of sector to reduce it. So the OEM, original equipment manufacturers, should be doing more to make sure that they have a good end of life. There's plenty of products that do that, and most companies will have a page on their website about what they do about end of life. But also, I think government and businesses should also step up and you know, make that more of a priority. To when things are no longer needed, you should factor in the cost or the, you know, what you need to do to make sure that they're not just being thrown away.
We don't have any federal recycling laws.
That's true.
I just found that out just recently. Yeah, I was completely surprised that the United States doesn't have any federal recycling laws. And the EPA was pretty much started the year of the Earth Day. That was also one of Senator Nelson's deals. And he made it so that every building project had to have an environmental impact study to be done. That was the same year as the very first Earth Day.
Yeah, the EPA grew out of that. The I think it was amendments to the Clean Air Act and the Clean Water Act. That all came out of that first Earth Day and the momentum it created. Talking about recycling, how do you pick a reliable recycler, Al? I mean, that's always an issue too.
That's one of the biggest issues. I mean, if you pay attention to some of the news around Cincinnati, even some of the biggest recyclers have made headlines for not being responsible with the material they're accepting. And so what we usually suggest is not only do you look for certifications, there's plenty of recycling certifications that you can find online, but you also just talk to your recycler, you know, get to know them, know what they do, and maybe, you know, if they let you visit their site, then that's something really great, and see what they do with their e-waste and
encourage them to recycle things that aren't possibly recyclable right now, like styrofoam. We were having this discussion. I just handed a styrofoam cup, and I had to educate the young lady on how unenvironmentally friendly styrofoam is.
And now you're making me feel guilty because I got my styrofoam cup right here.
That was the one that I was handed. And so, again, know what they do recycle, and then let them know that we have this other waste and what can we do with it. If we continue to ask them what we can do with it, then hopefully they will find a solution or we will find a solution.
Kristen, how are we doing, though, in this area in general, compared to, say, 5 years ago, 10 years ago, as far as recycling goes? Have we improved a lot in that area?
In the most recent year, we actually sent more tons of waste to the landfill rather than less. So we'd like to see that number go down, not up. And there's a few reasons for that: increased economic activity, as well as the closing of our region's only composting facility. So as we look to the future, this technology around anaerobic digesters will really be important for our region to accept food waste, which is a large part of our waste stream, as is what you wouldn't think. Paper and cardboard is still a huge opportunity for recycling. It makes up 2/3 of the typical office waste stream. It can be up to 1/3 of residential waste. So starting with paper is a great way to go to divert from the landfill.
And I think encouraging, I mean, honestly, we look at it, this group looks at it like, you know, everybody recycles. But unfortunately, that's really not the case. I mean, we really have to get the communities involved. And it's really a weird circle, because then you have the recyclers and the communities. And so that's really what we're trying to all do, is get all those people saying, yes, we should be doing this. And then everybody's doing it. And again, it's just getting done and no one's paying attention. That's the real issue.
Beach, do you think that the part of it is people have been recycling for so long, they've gotten kind of accustomed to it and they don't really think about it as much as they used to?
Yes and no. I mean, I think there's still a lot of people that need to learn to recycle. I think there's still a lot of people out there that still just are like, why do I recycle? You know, it just seems so easy to go down to your local big store and buy another package. It's whatever, and throw it away. Those people that are recycling, they're on it, you know. And I think it's really, to me, encouraging. There's a lot of people out there, not just in the Cincinnati community, but honestly nationally, that just haven't even bought into recycling yet, which is really bizarre, but the truth.
It's just too easy to throw away, and we have to remember that there is no way.
Because Rumpke Landfill exists doesn't mean that we need it to get bigger.
Yeah, and another huge part of that too is on top of residential recycling, business recycling should also really, I mean, it contributes largely to our problems with landfills and
The amount of glass. I mean, you can't even fathom the amount of glass that's thrown away every night in this city. Mm-hmm. And every bit of that glass is recyclable.
Or even like Kristen was talking about food. And there's still e-waste problems. You know, people, companies, when these big, you know, buildings downtown here go through there and they get a whole new, everyone gets a new monitor, everyone gets a new computer. A lot of times they don't know what to do with those things, or they don't think that, you know, there's infrastructure set up for them to recycle it.
Let's go back to the Earth Day celebration, how Cincinnati's marking it. So Beach and Kristen, fill us in on some of the things. We have the Earth Day celebration going on at Sawyer Point.
That's right, 12 to 5 on Saturday. It is a free event. This year's theme is bees, because we're really trying to educate the society on the plight of the bumblebee, I like to call it these days, because if you don't know, the bees are taking a huge hit, and without them, we don't exist. 90% of our food doesn't exist. 70% of the crops grown worldwide don't exist. And so the bees are something we're trying to educate this year, specifically at Earth Day. And again, it's free to attend. Things for kids to be educated with, exhibitors, booths, vendors, adult beverages for those that would like to imbibe in that.
But not in styrofoam cups.
But not in styrofoam cups.
And Kristen, what are some of the other things that go on in Cincinnati to mark Earth Day?
Well, the Earth Day celebration at Sawyer Point is really well attended. Yeah. Up to 10,000 people come through. We are thrilled to be launching our opening day on the Trails Challenge at the event. It's
that's
region's
gonna be awesome.
First opening day on the Trails Challenge as part of a national kickoff to the spring outdoor season. We decided to go big in our region by making it our region's first and also the longest running nationally of its kind. We've got such great momentum around trails that we decided to turn it into a 7-week challenge. There's 9 counties in the tri-state area participating, all kicking off on Saturday at Earth Day celebration.
I think we have the Cincinnati Nature Center is doing something. Great Parks of Hamilton County also has an event that's going on for Earth Day. So we have links to all the various different events that are going on at WVXU.org. So you can check it out there. And Beach, if I can't make it to the celebrations, what would you suggest?
Well, definitely go to the CincinnatiEarthDay.com website. Just educate yourself on what you can do daily, and then do it. You know, I mean, it's as much a lifestyle as it is great for the environment. But it's really easy. I know a lot of people just find it hard sometimes to change the way they do things every day. But when you become educated on what you need to do for the earth, then you just make it a daily habit. And that's what, you know, we're trying to celebrate for Earth Day.
Beach, Kristen, and Al, thanks for joining me this afternoon.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot.